This is a Foo Bar Radio podcast.
Access all areas on Foo Bar Radio.
Hello!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Foo Bar Radio. I'm Lizzie Gundy.
I'm Stephen Lang. And
wow.
We already have, you know, usually we're pretty jam-packed.
We already have... Jammo Ramo today, but we've got beauty with us.
And friend of the show, I would say.
Legend.
Gemma Lucy.
Gemma! Gemma Lucy's in the house.
I love it here.
We're really glad to have you.
Thank you.
You've been a busy girl for the last month or two.
You may not be here for all those weeks, but we've been talking about you pretty soon.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
We have been chatting about her. Now, are we going to play a quick track? Are we going to get into
it? I think we're just going to go straight into it.
Okay. Well, Gemma. Firstly, congratulations, Celebrity Big Brother.
Thank you.
Doesn't seem like a while ago now.
Oh my God, I can't even feel like I've done it. It's weird.
I mean, what was that like? Cause I mean, I remember seeing it online that you could be going in, and I thought, my goodness, she kept that under her hat.
I know, I had to. I wasn't allowed to tell anyone. I've known for about 3 months before that it was in the pipeline.
Yes.
Well, actually, I knew since the year before, but three months before that it was pretty definite. But yeah, if anyone finds out and tells a story, then they don't put you in.
That's it.
I just kept it and I didn't tell anyone. I didn't even tell my family until like the day before. So.
And then there you were with Sarah Harding.
Oh, great news.
So, darling, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, is it really, just as you go in, is it so daunting and frightening? Or is it... Because you seem very cool to me. I thought, gosh, she's really...
Do you think?
Yeah,
oh, my God, I was so nervous. Like, the 2 days before, because they take your phone off you and you go into hiding. And it is really scary, like, because you don't know what to expect. And when those doors open, when you walk out onto the stage and you see Emma, you're just like, what the fuck? I see this on the TV. What am I doing? And I was expecting loads of boos, and I didn't. I got loads of cheers, so I was really happy. But I was really nervous, so it kind of, like, went too quickly. I wish I just soaked it in more. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have to say, you were so... I mean, TV gold, I would say. Because there was never a dull moment.
No,
there
certainly.
Really wasn't.
Well, there couldn't have been. It was too... Like, if you didn't do stuff, it would have been boring in there because there's nothing to do. And I mean that with all respect to the show. Like, obviously, we haven't got our phones. We can't... Yeah. Do you know what I mean? There's three rooms that you just walk in and out of constantly speaking to the same people. So unless you sit around doing nothing, which some people did... Like, I'm not one of those people.
No,
so
neither.
I wasn't stirring shit for no reason, but I've always been outspoken. I'll always say what I think and stand up for what I believe in. And sometimes it's... goes against what the public think, or it's controversial, but it's just me, so...
Because you and Sarah Harding really locked horns, didn't you?
Were you expecting that? Because obviously you meet her, you must have known Girls Aloud. You probably danced to a couple of Girls Aloud songs before.
Well, exactly. Like. And to be honest, I used to like Girls Aloud, and I had the songs on my iPod when I was younger, but I expected actually to either get on with her or hate her. It was one of the two. And when the first thing she said to me was something like, oh, I've got so much anxiety and this and that. And she just went on about all this negative stuff. And I was just like, please just go away.
I don't hate this.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like I disliked her. I just like to surround myself with positive energies and positive people. Mm. And she was just the complete opposite. Mm. So I didn't dislike her, but I did distance myself for that reason. And when I saw her, negative energy is so contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was kind of like getting sucked into it, and I was just like telling people, like, be careful, like, you, do you know what I mean? She's sucking you in. And then it became a war
because you had Paul, who I thought you two really kind of seemed to hit it off at the beginning and knew each other from the past being out and about, but you seemed to get on, and then it kind of went all a bit pear-shaped,
didn't
it?
Well, that's the thing with Paul. I loved Paul when I first met him. He was so sweet and we got on, but then I started to notice what he was doing, and like I get on with Paul now, so I don't want to cause any shit, but going back to that, he kind of would go from group to group and tell everyone what they wanted to hear.
It's quite bitchy.
And when I watched a little bit back, he went from me apologising to me, and we basically became friends again after an argument, going straight to Sarah, going, oh yeah, Gemma this, Gemma that. I'm like, what? You don't make no sense. I just don't, no.
He wanted to be friends with everyone, in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
But you had some of the funniest moments, honestly.
What was the bit? I'm trying to remember what it was exactly. When you stormed into the bathroom and then you stormed back out, Sarah was like, you were like, fuck sake.
Oh wait, which bit was that?
Oh no, Sarah stormed into the bathroom and then she was... Because she was always crying, wasn't she?
Oh my God, she was always crying. Please, like, she spent more time bloody wet than dry, I'm telling you. She's crying all the time.
Not in the right places.
No, exactly.
Oh my
exactly,
God, bad. But,
sorry.
But do you think, because there's always stuff about her drinking, right? Like, and it was like on and on all the time. She was like, I don't have a problem. But then it was only when she had a drink that she would get angry.
Exactly. She's got, the thing with people, right, with like with me, I know for a fact that I can go out and drink loads and get smashed and enjoy it, and then the next day or not drink for a month. I know that I've got the capability, and in the house I was like, right, I'm going to drink every night because that's what you do in that situation. I will
get you through it, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go head first into anything. So if I'm in the Big Brother house, I'm going to get drunk every night and smash it. If I'm out here, I'm going to go to the gym every day and not drink. So it's like that. But with people like her, she's in denial. She's an alcoholic. She drinks too much, but she won't admit it. Mm. And she can't control it. So that's why she blames other people. And she's a negative drunk, I would say, because she becomes even more negative and like angry and stuff.
And did you feel it was real, the romance that she had?
No, not at all. Of course not.
I hoped it was, but then at one stage.
She's gone out to LA to see him, and or do you think that's
yeah,
all just...
Oh, yeah, that's just for pap shots, come on. No, but do you know what the funny thing about Sarah is, right? And the reason I'm being so open about it now is because in the house, what they didn't show was she said to me, oh, Jem, me and you would get on really well on the outside. It's just in here. It's too much, blah, blah, blah. So I thought, fair enough. If you really think that, then I'll give you a chance on the outside. So I have texted her and she's not responded.
Oh, really?
So she
That's
obviously didn't mean what... Well, it's not really, but she she didn't mean what she said, which is exactly proves my point about her. I don't like people who chat shit or who lie, and that's what she is. Yeah. You know what I mean? I texted her and I said, oh, yeah, if you meant what you said, let's go for a drink. And she's read it and not replied, so I've been pied by Sarah Harding. Oh, no.
Sorry, Jem, I wouldn't do that to you.
No,
but, but Jem, you were real, you were honest. I mean, what did your folks and friends say when you came out? Were they like, wow, what? Because you were wild at times, but I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone said that I did well and they supported me. I had my moments where I was a bit Gemma, as they would put it. But that's me, do you know what I mean? Like, it's...
Well, that's slightly. I think you said it before we came in. You were a bit aggressive sometimes, but you acknowledge that in yourself, right? You know that when you're, you can get a bit over the top.
I know I can be aggressive, and I think there's a time and a place, and I think Big Brother is the time and the place. You know what I mean? If I was in a club, I'd walk away, or I was in a restaurant, I'd just get up, or whatever, or bring a friend, or do you know what I mean? Take myself out of the situation. But Big Brother's the time and the place to be how you want to be. I wasn't too aggressive, otherwise I would have got kicked out.
Yeah, of course.
So I was on the line.
Are you conscious the cameras are there? Because that's what I always think. I mean, do you hear them? Because people said you can hear them going, as they turn on you. Or do you forget that they're actually there?
You forget that they're there. There were a couple of times when I was getting changed and I was just like bend over naked. I'm like, oh shit, there's a camera right there. Do you know what I mean? That's the only time when I'd think shit. But I know they won't put that on. But no, you don't. You do.
Oh, that's Sarah Harding.
Is it? Let me answer.
Sarah. No, she was speaking to Jim. She's waiting for that drink.
Yeah, so. I'm waiting for that fucking drink, mate.
But, do you look back on it as a positive experience?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I loved every single minute of it. It was the hardest thing I've ever done, but I loved it. I would do it all over again. It just went by too quick.
Yeah.
Wasn't it, what, three, four weeks?
3.5 weeks,
Could you have done another week or so in there?
No. At the time, no. But I could go back in now for another 3.5 weeks, but I couldn't do, like, the civilian one. What's that, 8 weeks?
Oh, yeah. My God.
I don't know how they do that.
No. It must be crazy. But is it a real fight for the food and the drink? Like, because there were issues with the drink because you thought they were certain people were hiding drinks.
So the thing is, like, obviously, never blame the editor, but obviously you can't put 24 hours into a 45-minute show. We had agreed, because everyone kept, like, there's nothing to do all day, so when the alcohol comes, everyone runs, grabs about 10 cans each, and then goes and hides it, and, like, everyone started doing it, and we all just agreed, leave it on the kitchen table. When you're thirsty, get one, and that's it. Like, none of this hiding. But they didn't listen, because they're special, Chad and Sarah, obviously, so they didn't listen. And not special like that.
No, but I know what you mean.
They think they're better. So they would go and get the wine, and like, just, do you know what I mean? Put it under their chair, and I'm just like, no. And then they didn't show that everybody in the kitchen was slagging them off, saying, can't believe they've done this, can't believe they've done that. And I just said, well, I'm going to go get it. So I went and got it. But it looks like I've just aggressively gone and took it. Yeah. But there was a discussion before I did that.
I mean, do you think the editing's got a lot to do with it? Because maybe they didn't show other people moaning about them, and they only showed you, it in a way.
I mean, I think editing has obviously a lot to do with every show, because... you know, you need to cut it down. You can't blame an edit, though, of how someone's come across, because you still did that and you still said that.
Yeah.
You might come across a bit more of a dick than you are normally if other people are involved and they're not showing that, but that is still... They can't make you do or say anything that you haven't done and said. So you can't blame an edit. You just have to cut it down sometimes.
Well, you were so funny. I loved you, Gemma.
Thank you.
I was like, keep her in. And you got saved on... quite a few occasions, young lady. Didn't
yes.
You? Was yeah, was that, you were surprised by that, were you?
Because the crowd they were like really rooting for you outside. Could you hear them?
It was love and hate. At one minute, it was like, get Gemma out. And then the next minute, it'd be like, Gemma, like chanting me. So I was like, literally love and hate. But that's always going to be the reception I'm going to get. And I quite like that. I don't want to be one of them bland people that just sail through.
I'm trying to think who is bland in this. I can't even remember them if they're bland.
Exactly.
Who? The singer.
Amelia Lilly.
I like her, but... Ooh.
Do you know what it is?
She's nice.
Actually, I'm singing tomorrow night. So
are you?
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
No,
I love
your
Amelia.
She's my friend.
Girl. She's my friend. But the problem with Amelia is she's a sweet girl, and I've said this to her. She's too sweet for a show like that because I feel like her opinion doesn't get heard. She was often found in situations that she didn't want to be in because she didn't speak up. And I said to her straight, you shouldn't have done that. You should have said this, da 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 da. And she often got upset when I said that. But it's just, I said it there. It's a difference between me and her. It's not a bad thing at all.
No.
But I couldn't be like that. Do you know what I mean?
No.
But she came second, so she smashed it.
Yeah, totally.
And Brandy, I've got to ask. Force of Nature.
I love Brandy.
You love Brandy.
She's on the show later.
She's going to
be on the phone, yeah.
It is. It's a CBB
special. Oh, my God.
Special.
I love her. She's my absolute babe. I wish she lived in England, though. It's just hard to stay in touch when you're so far away. Yeah.
But she was fine, because she'd kick off. Sometimes I think things that would make her wild, she wasn't bothered. And then little things, she'd go wild at. I think, my God.
I think
sometimes the Americans take things differently, right? Like her and Chad would react things differently than the Brits would.
Yeah. I mean, it's different the way, you know, different cultures and all of that. But no, Brandy was literally like everything to me in that house. We just got up to mischief together, and we just took everything with a pinch of salt. Some people took things way too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't matter that we sprayed shit all over the mirrors. Doesn't matter that I put lipstick on the whatever. Do you know what I mean?
I forgot you did that.
Right, let's play a little song, and then we'll keep you here.
Yay.
And then we've got some more to chat about what you've been up to since.
Okay.
Because we've seen you with some bandages around your stomach.
I know.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
When did we get so lost inside ourselves? We used to be strong. Now it's like we don't care. Instead we're calling out for help. Don't know where we went wrong, but it's so hard to share. All this weight left on our shoulders, too much for the both of us. When did it get so heavy? This love that's in between us, it never used to feel so heavy. Can't get up off the ground. It's weighing us down. When did we get so bad at being honest? You got things on your mind that you don't wanna say. Thought that we had made a promise that we would never get this way. In between us, it never
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
This also follows Donald Trump calling these people sons of bitches at his rally at the weekend.
Calling who sons of bitches?
The people who were kneeling for the national anthem.
It's like he's not even the leader of a country. It's like he's just some rich random baddie in a movie or something.
It's like he's Eric Cartman. And then it's like he's the real life Eric Cartman. I never thought that I would be giving props to Kim Jong-un, but this weekend he called Donald Trump a dotard. I was just like,
oh, he's such a dotard.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Now the gossip is carrying on.
So we're talking bottoms.
Yeah, so we saw some pictures of you, Gemma. No, you can't talk too much about it.
Yeah.
But you've had a little work done.
I have, yeah. Well, I'm doing an exclusive with The Sun tomorrow, so I can't go into depth. But as everyone's seen, I have had it's a fat transfer. So the fat took from my stomach, put in my ass for the second time.
Second time?
Yeah.
Did they say eat loads? Yeah. Eat loads.
Get fat, put it in your ass. Easy life.
You going to get it done, Lizzie?
I want to. Shall I do
it,
Jim?
Fat. You don't need to.
Take my bum out later. See.
Okay, we'll take it out later.
Because what do you do? I mean, that must be so painful. You've got to sit and do everything, drive on your bum.
Well, actually, no.
You can't say anything.
Oh, yeah, of course. But did it hurt, yes or no?
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest, the most painful part is the lipo around the stomach because you have to lie on your front and it really hurts. For about a week, you're in a bit of bother, but it's bearable now.
Yeah.
Does it feel bruised? Just like bruised?
It feels like I've been run over.
Played in a rugby
lorry.
So what else have you been up to since Big Brother? Just recovering from that, probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was doing quite a lot of PAs and I've done a lot of interviews, events, all that kind of stuff. I've launched a lip gloss line called Juice by Gem Lucy.
Oh, I've seen you promoting this. Yeah.
Oh, I want one.
Yeah, well, I'll send you one. It's really good. It's done really well. It's a matte lip gloss and I've had a really good response from it. So that and plus my dating app, I'm still obviously doing that, Dating Inc.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been busy.
How is your day in life?
I don't talk about that on here.
She keeps it private, darling.
Like you do.
We do for a reason, but well, same reason.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Well, I'm newly single. I am newly single. Do you know what I mean? So
it is.
Who are you dating?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
No.
I reckon it's a millionaire. You can't tell us something.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
Are you not?
Are you?
No. Aww. Well, no.
But you're having fun. So you're big into your fitness, aren't you? We've seen you down. You're always
massively
down the gym and stuff.
Yeah.
I see on your Insta stories.
I'm obsessed with the gym. It's really killing me, though, because I can't train for...
So I was going to say, have you been able to go to the gym?
No. So after Big Brother, I went back for about 2 weeks, and then I thought, look, I'm going to get this operation done again. I might as well get it out of the way.
But have you had one before you went into Big Brother? Because I remember you were looking amazing.
Thank you. Well, I had it in May before, and then Big Brother was August, and then I've had my other one in about 2 weeks
ago. But why to have two? Was one first time?
I want it bigger. Juicier.
Is it
Kim
like
Kardashian?
Not
too big.
That far. But
do you think she's had...
Yeah, she's had
she
way
hasn't.
Too much. Oh, what? She's had about 10.
I believed her.
Did you, Lizzie?
I believed her, I think.
Well, no, she said she had a thing to prove she hadn't had any implants.
Yeah, she went...
But she's had what you've had.
That's
done,
bullshit.
I think.
She's just had a fat transfer. I can tell because...
Your bum is not that big naturally.
No, exactly. But you get these tiny little scars on your back. They're really small. You won't be able to tell unless you're looking for them. And I see them on her show and they've all got them. I mean, I think they're all beautiful, but they've definitely had it done.
Because their waist is tiny and they've got these big round.
But what do you ever get a bit worried? Because you know, body like trends change.
Yeah, well, that's why I haven't gone. Like, I mean, you can't really tell I've had it done loads. Do you know what I mean? Like, if the body trend changed, I don't think body trends change like that.
No, it doesn't.
It's not like a different top.
But
I mean?
I do think you can go really tiny here, and then it's like a woo.
Yeah,
like that.
I want it done again.
Oh my god!
Maybe next year we'll see.
You're insane.
Will it stay like that though, or will it?
Yeah,
it stays
like that. Yeah, it stays like that. I mean, you have to eat right and stuff to keep it. And funnily enough, you have to keep eating quite fatty foods as well. So you have to keep the carbs up to keep the fat cells alive.
So I don't eat
I'm
any
talking
carbs.
Too much about it.
All right, sorry. Move on.
Okay,
move on.
We won't talk about bottoms.
Have you got any new tattoos planned?
I've got my full leg done now. I've got loads always in the pipeline.
Are you getting Katie covered up?
Yeah, I am getting covered up.
Can you make Katie into me?
Yes. Let's do that. My new tat's going to be you.
Lizzie Cundy
no
on,
more
on the red
Price.
Carpet.
I don't know why I haven't got rid of her sooner.
She's been in the press bit recently, haven't she?
Yeah, because what is the feud with you both? I don't quite know either. She did the show originally. I thought you guys
It's to do
were
with
friends.
That guy that we know.
Oh, is
I think so.
Oh, we won't mention that.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, really?
Well,
but
all those
do you think that all of you, we've spoken about this, like all this stuff about her and Kieran and the cheating. Was it just to sell tickets? Do
of
we
course.
Think?
Of course. Why is she going to keep? They're still together, right?
Yeah.
Really? Come on, that's a publicity stunt. And the next day, she was out with the kids. He was out with the kids, wasn't he, or something? It's all. I don't believe.
But
it.
I don't know whether you could do that if you're married. Do a publicity stunt like that? Me personally.
No,
I just
she can't
do
anything for publicity, 100%.
And then she's got caught out texting this bloke from Love Island, isn't she?
Oh yeah, she was texting Chris.
I have to say, he's quite hot.
He is hot, but also he does have a girlfriend, and he's obviously been quite
Yeah, exactly. They're an amazing couple, and I've watched Love Island, and she obviously did. And how can you watch a show like that and see their journey, and then think you can slide into his DMs? What a snake!
And then apparently, well, they've said this is alleged that she's called them up saying to ruin their careers.
Oh no!
She said what?
What's the girl called?
Olivia
said that apparently Chris said she had called Olivia saying I'm going to ruin your careers
how
and stuff.
The fuck is Katie Price going to do that? She's a has-been.
Oh no,
she really,
really?
Is
mm-hmm.
He's got a big willy apparently
well, so lucky Olivia.
Good thing though, since we've been doing this show, listeners have won. I think they've quadrupled since when Katie Price isn't that what
I am sitting in a seat.
What's that? She was
so she used to do. She used to do the show.
Did she?
We're doing very well. This is a very good show. It's doing very well.
Oh, good.
We've got very supportive listeners. Thank you all for listening.
Can I just say one thing about Katie Price? Yeah. So when I was in Big Brother, she did not hold back. She was on Bit on the Side, slagging me off every single minute she could. And then they did a Bit on the Side in the house when she came into the house and was doing this to me, like putting up a middle finger through the glass because I was the other side. I was in the garden. Second. I've come out nothing, so she likes
she's
to slag
scared.
Me off when I can't defend myself and when we're not face to face. Does she think she's too good or something? Does she just want the airtime or is she scared? I want to know.
It's ring us, Katie. Yeah,
give us a call.
Is it really to do with, you know, what is it?
Men.
Rivalry? Is it men?
It's a 7 year ago stupid thing about one guy. I think I don't really know, to be honest, anymore. Because it's not just that we don't speak. She has it in for me. It's not just like a little. Oh, that was 7 years ago, I don't speak to her. She goes in. Everything she said on Bit on the Side was get Gemma out, even when she wasn't even being asked to talk about me. I mean, she just slip it in.
But does that ever hurt your feelings? Because I think I would be, even if I didn't like them, I'd be like,
hurt.
Just please leave me alone.
I feel I would be hurt.
She
bit.
Can't hurt my feelings, but when other people were sort of agreeing with her and they didn't know the full story, it kind of hurts a bit, but I'm quite used to the trolling and all of that, so I don't really let it.
You do kind of get a bit tough to it. I mean, today
Did you get trolled?
Yeah, but I quite enjoy it in some ways. Even my son went, Mum, have you seen this? And we laugh. You got to laugh.
When I'm
Gemma.
Bored, I don't mind. I like having a little argument with them. If I'm waiting for my taxi, I'm like, right, who can I argue
I've
with?
Seen you, babes, on Twitter.
You had a few Twitter rounds, but you haven't had a Twitter round with Katie since you've been out. So she's
no,
gone quiet.
I mean, she doesn't say anything to me, to my face. She'll say it on TV or behind my back or to people I know, but never to my face. So that's her style. That's not my style at all.
Are
I'd
you
going to
be... Sorry, go on.
I'd just rather deal with someone face to face, head on.
Are you going to be doing any more TV? Is that in the pipeline? 100%.
I'm not going anywhere.
I want to see you in the jungle.
Do you?
Yeah, because I think you
do
would.
I
that's why I want to see you there.
There's not. You
covered in grubs.
Even,
covered
not
in grubs.
Ever
the rats.
Get, no, not that I would ever get £1 million, but I would never. Wouldn't even do it for a million. I couldn't do it.
Spiders,
I
would love to see
rats.
Her in there.
No, the emu thing. No.
Could you do another kind of Love Island style show?
Oh yeah, Love Island. I would do Celebs Go Dating.
I'd like to see you sitting down on a date.
Really?
No,
why?
But do you know what I mean? In a situation where it's quite intimate and personal, rather than in a group of people. X on the Beach is obviously a bit intimate, but in a different way.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Did you see the one with Callum?
Yeah, I've seen that one. Charlotte, my best friend, was on there.
I know.
I love
Charlotte.
She's lovely, isn't she?
Yeah,
she did really well.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
But that show is because you've got to open up, and I don't know whether because Callum seems always like
quite closed off,
and you have to kind of open up. You're going on date, you've got to open up a little bit. It's hard with the cameras there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what I've heard is it's quite like Big Brother. The cameras aren't obvious when you're on your dates; they're just like in the corners and stuff. So it's not like a person holding a camera.
Yeah.
So it doesn't. You can probably forget about that. I've heard.
Next show for Gem, but you might have a nice little someone around. Girl or female, or are we talking man?
I'll tell you later.
I think I know. I've got an inkling.
No, you don't know.
Okay. Rocky, what are your thumbs up for?
Because we've got to move on.
It's nearly
half. Oh, no.
We've got two more guests, Lizzie.
I don't care. They can wait. I'm with my Gemma.
Well, we have the fitness instructor, Mark Bohannon, who's working with Gemma Atkinson on Strictly.
Oh, yes.
So lots of questions about him.
Amazing.
So, Gemma, you've not been...
And Brandy Glanville.
Oh, I know. We love Brandy.
We've
got to talk to Brandy. But, Gem, you're not being able to go to the gym at the minute.
No.
Are you doing any other sorts of exercise? Just thought I'd slip it in.
What are you slipping in?
Sorry. I'm in a naughty mood. I've had no sleep.
I can't... I have done a bit of that.
Good girl.
But good to know.
But
did
no,
you miss it in the Big Brother house? Can I ask that? Because
what,
I think... Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It was, who could you have slept with in there?
I'm trying to think.
Sam. Sam's like my bestie. It's not
And also he's like this tall, isn't he?
He's not the tallest, but he's literally my absolute... I thought I'd get on with him.
Much better since he had his teeth done. That's what I'm saying.
He's beautiful. I think he's so good looking as well. We're just like brother and sister, me and him. I know everyone thought there was more in it, but there isn't. It's flirting.
You got on
like,
very well. I can see there was a connection.
Exactly.
Oh, we love you, Gem. I don't want you to go off a little bit sad. Don't go to meet Gem. Stay with me.
Thank you so much for coming in, Gemma, once again.
Come and stay the whole show next time.
I will, the whole thing.
Promise.
Yeah, today.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We love you, Gem.
Thank you.
We'll play a little song.
Play a lot. For Gem.
Yes, for me.
For Gemma. St. Vincent. Okay.
The mother's milk their young, but I can keep running. You're making me hang up on you. I'm sorry, mum.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, God.
Hard work.
Very hard. Well, don't lock them up.
No, no.
By the way, when you hear them and you speak to them, do I then make sense?
Well, you like QPR like your dad.
Right.
And you're annoying like your mum. Not really.
Why?
That's not annoying. That's
what is that? You just slagged off my mum.
I'm joking.
Right, you're not coming back next week. You've been dropped. What is
funny.
That? Your mum's a whore.
My mum listens to this.
Oh, sorry, that was a joke, Mr. Simmons. Sorry, I feel bad now.
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons. From 12 PM, FUBAR Radio.
Well, I'm back. I'm here all by myself. Lizzie is busy. Lizzie, where are you? Where is she? She's busy taking pictures outside with Gemma Lucy. But we have our next guest in the studio already, the very handsome Mark Bohannon.
Yeah, that's right. You got it right this time.
I really struggled when I was looking on the paper. Bohannon.
That's the one, yeah.
So you are a personal trainer?
Yep.
A gym owner?
No.
So explain, yeah, we were talking just a bit off air.
Yeah, so the company I work for is Ultimate Performance.
Okay,
so
here's Lizzie. She's here.
Hello, my darling.
Keep going, Hello. Keep going.
Yeah, and so we have gyms based all around the world. So we have Manchester, London, Dubai, Sydney, LA. I manage the one in Manchester.
Right, got it. Okay, yeah. Fine. So how'd you get into a job like that?
I'd been personal training for about 10 years and UP is kind of a well-known brand within personal training, but people from the outside don't quite get it as much.
Right.
But the trainers in Manchester come from Sydney. We've got trainers from South Africa, Texas. Just had a guy come over from Germany.
Wow.
So people will move from where they live to come to work for UP.
In Manchester.
Oh, my God.
In Manchester, yeah.
In
like
Manchester.
I said, we've got all the major cities and Manchester.
Now, tell me about Strictly, because you're looking after our lovely Gemma, aren't
yes,
you?
Yeah. So, I mean, we had Gemma for about 16 weeks before Strictly. So we specialise in transformations, so
right.
Getting people in the best possible shape in the shortest possible time. So we had the pleasure of working with Gemma kind of leading up to the Strictly show.
And how do you do that? Do you say cut out the carbs, eat lots of protein?
You're going to hate me for this because the answer is always it depends. So,
okay.
Yeah.
But on the person?
Yeah, exactly on the person, but typically we'll start the diet without carbohydrates. As clients get leaner, we can start to work in more carbs. We can't go forever without them.
I can't eat carbs.
You know,
I get guilty when I eat carbs now. Is that bad? Because I give you
energy.
You
shouldn't, though. I think that's such a bad state of mind, don't you think? Like that you
but I
don't
kind of
eat
in
them
my
constantly,
head,
but...
I kind of think, I haven't been to the gym, and I think, well, if I eat carbs, and then I'm in trouble because I need to go to the gym.
Everyone has this mindset, and it's kind of for us to kind of get the professional and look at it and think, right, okay, if this client's doing well without carbohydrates, let's try them. If they stop to progress, then we'll take them back out again.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways of training a client and getting them in good shape. There's never kind of one answer.
Well, so I've been, you know, it was the week you went in, actually. We had a guest come in called Matt Boyles, who's a personal trainer. And he had put me on a program. And since I came back from France, I've lost 10 pounds.
Wow.
That's good.
I have to say that was a lot through diet. And calorie counting.
Yeah.
I've never done that before.
Because
calorie counting.
How do people do it? Everyone's got busy lives. How do you fit in the gym, you know, and then, or say, like, I've had a really early morning start on Good Morning Britain, and I thought, I need to go to the gym, but I thought, I just couldn't got the energy to do it today.
And that's it with our clients. Most of our clients are kind of people like Gemma or the CEOs of businesses, the international business people who are always flying and moving about. So we try to kind of put a program together whereby they're only training 3 or 4 hours per week. But that's when the diet becomes really important.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I've learned,
yeah.
Which I'd never really thought of before.
And what would you say is the perfect kind of diet that you could... I know everyone's different.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you would say in the morning, not start off with a crumpet.
Bacon sandwich.
I love a crumpet.
It's real food. So trying to choose food that's real. So was it alive? Yeah, so if it's a piece of meat or if it's some vegetables, it was once living, so that's a good place to start, only choosing real food. So breakfast could be eggs.
That's kind of paleo.
Porridge
is
isn't really real. Well, it grew, it was an oat.
Yeah, no, you're right, so single ingredient food works, so things like oats work.
See,
but then you stay away from things like the breakfast bars and the cereals.
Well,
that's kind of stuff.
See, I like a breakfast bar because they're easy.
Yeah, my trainer got me off eating porridge every day because I was eating a big bowl of it, and he was like, there's too many calories in that. So now I just have 2 boiled eggs every morning.
But you wanted to be one of the 3 bears.
And it's working, rah. But Gemma, what's she like to work with? So obviously Gemma Atkinson is well known for being quite in shape anyway.
Yeah.
She was my Aliash. She was my bestie friend.
Yeah, Aliash.
All right, yeah. The good thing with Gemma was she had a good training base. So she'd been training for years, but she'd never kind of focused on something for a strict period of time. So what we had was this 12-week transformation where everything was set out all about getting this end photo shoot and getting to this goal towards the end. Right. So it was just having that focus and having a clear direction what really helped Gemma out. Whereas in the past, she'd always trained, but she'd always relaxed at weekends.
Yeah. It's a lot of people do that, don't they?
Well, because
yeah.
if you've got nothing to aim towards, there's you just want to be healthy. That's fine, right?
But like, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But it's nice every now and again just to see what you could really achieve if you really went for it.
Yeah, I don't want to just... Someone said, oh, you're just maintaining it. You need to go a step more because you're just kind of ticking on. You're not getting any proper definition. So how do you go that step further?
It's consistency. So a lot of people, Monday to Friday, spot on. They're training hard, they're eating well, they're not really slipping up. Then it gets to the weekend and they're out drinking.
Chinese takeaways. Nice curry.
Exactly. And it's kind of that weekend can make a big difference on the rest of the week.
Oh, so you've got to continue it.
Yeah, it's consistency, but you don't need to do it year round. So people are already in shape. Our clients will do like a photo shoot prep where they'll do 12 weeks where they'll try to get in the best shape possible. Mm-hmm. And that's done by being consistent and kind of pulling back on the weekend drinking and takeaways.
You mentioned drinking.
Drink ain't good.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
she says.
Yeah, that's quite a big glass of wine you got.
But that's one of the things that we always get our clients to do during the 12 weeks is try to cut back from the drinking. And it's not just the alcohol in the night, it's how you feel the next day. And
affects what you eat.
Exactly.
How many would you say is good, is okay? A couple a week, or would you be able to do?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, our clients that are doing a 12-week transformation will cut back completely and will not have any alcohol for 12 weeks.
But, oh, no, that is just crazy.
But longer-term clients might have a couple of glasses of wine at the weekend.
Yeah.
And they're still going to maintain the result that they got, but initially they need to do this 12-week transformation.
Yeah. Gonna do it?
That's hard.
The first 2 weeks are the hardest. Once you've done the first 2 weeks, the habit does drop back a little bit.
Yeah.
And it does get a little bit easier.
Yeah, I bet. See, but Lizzie, you're already in pretty good shape. You're wearing... What is this you're wearing this evening?
It is an Anne Summers special outfit. Do you like it?
It's nice, yeah.
Very striking.
I could be fitter. I want to be really fit. I want to be supersonic fit, like Wonder Woman.
But sometimes it doesn't always take 12 weeks. Some people come in and they do like a 6-week blast or an 8-week blast and they just really go for it in that period of time.
Would you say the core is the most important thing, like doing the plank? I've been out with a few of them. The planks and all of those sort of things. The core is the essence, to get your core strong and then...
No, you're right when you say the core, but the core can be worked in an exercise. So we should always be bracing and keeping the core stable, whether we're doing squats, lunges, planks, any kind of exercise. You want to keep the core stable.
Someone said to me, don't do running, you get a jogger's face.
Well, and you also can get dodgy knees.
Bad knees, I was told.
Yeah, with the jogging side of things, it's just another way to burn calories, so it's energy expenditure.
Right.
So we could do that by reducing food. Our clients that don't have much time to train, we're looking to change body shape, so we're going to choose exercises that get the biggest results.
Like high-intensity stuff.
Yeah, and big muscle groups, so compound exercises, things like squats, lunges, split squats.
But squats hurt your knees, you're not fine.
If you do correct, and that's one of the things that we really specialise in, is getting the execution of exercise right as well. So making sure if you're doing a squat, you're doing it the right way.
Keep your back straight.
Because my mate did a squat with a dumbbell, and I'll never forget. I couldn't get her back up, and it was terrible. We were apart doing a workout, and I actually thought, I don't think she'll ever stand up straight again. It was really bad. She was walking like that. I couldn't help.
Oh my god!
It was really it's
important.
You've got a heavy dumbbell.
It's very important. And it's one of the things that we look at as well. We could put the program out there that Gemma followed and people aren't going to get the same result, because it's not necessarily the program that gets the result. It's more the execution and making sure the technique's right, the intensity's right. Every rep has kind of got a purpose. But people follow the program, they get the technique wrong, they get injured, and they don't necessarily work the muscles.
Yeah,
they think they're working.
Yeah, and that's the thing. How do you know you're doing that? Because you've got to keep your elbows to your side.
That's why you've got to have a trainer. Like
this is why you need a trainer.
Because Mark, I was doing these dumbbells, and this guy came up to me and went, you're doing that, you're not doing anything. And I've been there for ages. I said, what do you mean? Because you've got to have your elbows in and da-da-da.
No, it's getting that technique right. And sometimes to you it feels okay because you can't see the movement. But when you've got that professional eye watching all the time and making sure it's perfect, that's kind of what gets the results, and that's what makes the difference.
Yeah.
Well, you've
made a very good difference. Gemma Lucy's saying bye to you out there, babe.
Bye, Gemma Lucy!
Obviously, Gemma Atkinson has made a big improvement on her fitness, like you said. Is that what you're... Yeah, in the last 12 weeks.
I mean, with the Gemma over the 12 weeks, she was already in good shape. She just managed to take it to that next level.
Incredible thighs, I would say, Gemma.
But can I... Yeah, amazing. She's an amazing girl. But, I mean, is it hard with the dancing and to keep... Because you, that is hard work, isn't it? When you join Strictly, I know what they've got to go through.
So we've stepped back
incredible.
A lot now, yeah. Because Gemma's now dancing for, what, 6-7 hours a day, so...
She's in the right shape to do it.
Mm. Exactly, yeah. So the strength kind of takes a back seat now. And yeah. It's looking more to maintain that strength. While she's doing the dancing.
And what is the best for tummies? Because that seems to be the one with girls always say, I hate my little muffin top.
And you're going to hate the answer. It's nutrition. It's getting the food right.
She's raging.
Yeah, and then once the food's right, doing the ab work again, but making sure the technique's right. A lot of people will do ab exercises like sit-ups, and they'll not actually engage the right muscles.
Yeah.
So... It's having that eye to tell
you. We need you.
We need Mark to be down here.
Can you just quickly, before we go, give me five good foods to eat that I know everyone's different, but five good foods that would be great for your fitness, that give you energy and are good for you?
Yes, it's having good sources of protein. So things like chicken, salmon's always a good source of protein, with some good fats. Some good fats that are essential. So things like avocado. Yeah.
I love an avocado. I ate a whole one the other day with the nut.
It's quite
a lot. No, I did. I actually ate a whole avocado. It's good for you, though, is
it? Yeah, no.
Is that fattening, though? No. Obviously,
it's not good if you're trying to lose weight, because there are a lot of calories in
there. Yeah, exactly. So there's calories in there, but the fats aren't bad. It's making sure that you're actually accounting for those calories, so you're actually tracking what you're eating.
Mm-hmm. And is it the right fat that you've got to eat, the right fats, isn't it?
It's having the essential
Thank
fatty acids, so
not
the right
saturated.
Fats.
No. See, I do know a bit.
Not drinking oil, do you know what I mean?
Impressed with me.
Mark, thank you so much for coming in this evening.
It's no problem.
And telling us all
Mark,
about
can
these
we
things.
More off you. Yeah. I want him to stay. Can he wait and show me a sit up, proper one?
We'll do that. We'll do that when we're playing the next song.
Okay, we'll do it on my story.
Mark, can we find you on social media?
Easiest thing to do is to follow the UP, and we post kind of the trainers will post on there.
Great.
And that's UP Fitness Live.
Great. We'll do it. Thanks so much for coming in.
I'm finding you. Love you, Mark.
Cracks between you. This cuckoo cracks.
Lizzie.
I love that track.
We are back.
God, I've just done a workout with Mark. I think I've given myself a hernia.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised with what I've just seen out in the producer's suite.
You saw my bit, I think.
I did, a bit. We actually...
You're trying to put it on my story Instagram.
It didn't go anywhere, I promise. Okay. So we had Gemma Lucy on earlier, and now we have her Celebrity Big Brother fellow housemate.
Who she loves.
The incredibly gorgeous Brandy Glanville. Hello, are you there?
Brandy!
Hey, good morning, good evening. I'm not sure
good evening, it's evening here. Oh, Brandy, how are you, my darling?
Oh, gosh, I'm so good. I'm just getting over my PTSD from the Big Brother house.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I bet.
Man, what was that like, darling? Did you expect it to be quite like that?
No, I was not super familiar with the show going in, and I like to have my own takeaway, and yes. Now I'm like, damn it, I should have watched the damn show.
You should have, darling.
I was like a paranoid mess.
No, you were hilarious.
I mean, what were your highlights of your time in the house?
You know, honestly, it was just, I love, you know, I had developed a great relationship with Gemma. I love her. She loves you. Crazy, but I love that.
No, we love her here. Like, but she's just sung your praises.
It's just real.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love Gemma, and I know that she gets a bad rap sometimes, but she's really, really smart and sweet and very feisty. And she reminds me of a younger version of myself.
Really?
God, the three of us would be like mad then. Can you imagine?
Yeah, outside of the house, we'd end up in jail, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's true.
We are the wild ones.
Because you two were the ones putting, you know, what was it, toothpaste and foam around the bathroom and everyone was having a fit?
It was like a little shaving cream. It was our own stuff. I was going I'm not going to cuss. I was going crazy. Like,
oh, you can cuss.
I couldn't walk in circles. Oh, good. Okay.
You can do whatever you like, my darling.
I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know. And then, like, the whole divide with the elders and the smoking, I was just like, it was like a human experiment. I was honestly, at one point, I thought I was just leaving the house, like, on a Thursday. I would start talking to myself. I'm like, okay, no one's talking to me. I'm leaving. I'm gone. They're like, we don't do that.
Were you talking to yourself?
No, I bet.
Elimination.
Yeah, of course.
And no, I was just...
So obviously Sarah Harding went on to win. What did you think of her in the house? You mustn't have heard of her before you went in.
No, I hadn't. The only person I knew before I went in, I knew of Chad.
Mm-hmm. Because of The Bachelor.
I knew of Helen.
Oh, right.
Yes. Oh, Helen Lederer,
Oh, what? Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes,
right,
of course.
Okay.
That's it.
So what did you make of Sarah? She obviously went on to win, despite, you know, being quite a controversial contestant.
She was a mess. I mean, there's not a bad bone in her body. She's just a needy mess, I feel like they were doing everything for the cameras, and the romance was fake, and it was just obnoxious, and there's just... If you really care about somebody, wait 3 weeks and then go have a relationship off camera and break up with your boyfriend first.
Yeah.
I just found her to be kind of disgusting.
Yeah, that was a bit off, wasn't it? But then her and Chad, now, I mean, she flew out to LA. Yeah, what do you make of it? Do you think it's actually still going on, or is it just for the cameras?
I mean, all I know is when that green light, I don't know if you guys see it on the show, but the green light, red light, when it's green light all day and they can drink all day long,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I bet.
Because in there, they were already like stealing all the liquor and hiding it and drinking. And I mean, imagine them without that, you know, and they can have it all day, every day. I just think it's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, Brandy. I've got to say, I loved watching you in the Housewives of Beverly Hills, and how was your time there? Because you were up with some big characters, aren't you? With old,
yeah. You know, I had, looking back, like hindsight, it was a great time. And you know, in the moment, like having constant conflict is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's kind of what the last 2 years of it was for me. It was every single day of, you know, having fights and conflict, and it gets to your psyche, you know,
I bet.
And I was like a little depressed and drinking too much and like not wanting to go to work and threatening not to go to work.
Yeah.
It was just, it was, you know, but now, like, it was a bunch of women from different backgrounds that would never be friends, being friends, going on trips, having fun, having fights, being over the top. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, no one really got hurt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, some people actually did.
Not me. We won't go there. And also, I think it's something that's actually kind of brushed over sometimes. But you were in the last series of the Celebrity Apprentice with Trump, right?
Yes, I was.
What do
now
you?
He's ruining our world.
Is that how you
what
feel?
What is because going on?
It must be very odd to have seen him on that show and him going, "You're fired" or whatever, and then suddenly it's like,
good impression.
Oh, he's the president of the United States and he's threatening nuclear war with North Korea. How do you feel about that?
I feel like I'm in a nightmare. Like every day I wake up, I'm like, this isn't happening. I mean, our world is a reality show right now, and I'm scared to death. He's so combative and so like. He does everything knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see him pushing that button, and I see him starting a war. Like, it's frightening
all
every
over
day.
Twitter. It's on Twitter. We're going to see, I think...
So bizarre.
World War III developing over Twitter.
I mean, he needs to get off Twitter, let's be clear. They need to take him off Twitter. I don't think politicians should be on Twitter
someone's
at all.
Someone's got to take his phone off him. It's like Big Brother House. Take the phones off him.
Yeah, true, yeah.
But
yeah, seriously, like, do some damage control. Get a better team around you because you're a mess.
But
I'm scared for our world.
You're all funny. Well, because I loved you on Celebrity Big Brother. You made me laugh because you would say things people wouldn't say. And I think you were real. Like Gemma, you were very real and open. Are you glad you did the show? Would you do another reality show? And will you come back to London to work?
Oh, I love London. I hadn't ever been there before, so I had like 5 days after the show to kind of see it. And it
see
was
the
so.
Sights.
I want to come back and really enjoy it mm-hmm. without having. I was a little post traumatic. I was like, oh my god, I get to use my phone whenever I want. And I can order whatever I want.
I would be so worried about that phone. I think I would have a meltdown. Someone taking my phone off me. Is it weird? It must be strange.
No, I just like it. It was very. I mean, in a way, it was liberating, but in a way, it was. I mean, I have kids, and like you don't know what's going on in the outside world, and I can't speak to your kids, and all of these things. So. I would love to come back to London, you know, and obviously, like, I just participated in another reality show, so yes, reality, they tend to like me, so...
Well, that, and that's good.
To take care of, yep. so.
That pays the bills, you know, so that's all good.
No, and I want you back here in London. Oh!
Well, Brandy, the next time you are in London, please do come into the studio. We'd love to have you in.
And Brandy, I'm in LA in a couple of weeks' time, so hopefully, maybe I should try and hook up with you and say hello.
Yeah. Get my number. I'll take you guys out.
Look Woo! At that. See, sorted. You've got a night out planned.
Yeah.
Brandy, thank you so much for speaking to us.
All right. And best
of luck with what you've got coming
Brandy,
up.
Brandy, love you loads, darling. Speak to you later.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
I like her.
Isn't she lovely?
Yeah.
She came across very well in the house. For someone who's on Real Housewives, you know...
Yeah, because some of the other ones in some of the other shows are a little bit...
A bit nutty. Now, I did actually cut Brandy a tiny bit short because I just really wanted to talk to you briefly about your appearance on Good Morning Britain today.
Oh, darling.
Do you have it in for Stacey Solomon?
No! Listen, I love Stacey, but look, we were doing a chat today, a debate, whether, you know, using your mobile phone, using the filters and the apps... Is it, you know...
Which I've just seen you doing.
Sorry. I have not. It's all natural, darling. I mean, like, are the filters bad? Are they destructive for young kids? Do they bring on eating disorders? And, you know, it got quite feisty today. The Mail have written up a piece. But, you know, the Mail have said that Stacey actually does filter. So I don't know. I wasn't actually following Stacey. So I haven't seen her pictures.
Oh, I would say that's a bit of a read, personally. I don't actually follow Stacey on social media.
No, I didn't really know. I thought I naturally did, because I naturally seem to
I think you hate
follow.
Her, and you just
I
can't
don't.
Admit it. I think you hate her.
I don't at all. Me and Stacey, we go way back. I love Joe. I love Joe's mum.
Oh, that's cute.
I love Joe's mum, and I love Joe.
But there did seem to be... It all got picked up today, didn't it?
I know. Was there an atmosphere? Oh, what an atmosphere.
Well, I don't know. You'll have to tell me. Tell me off air.
No, it wasn't. I just feel that, you know, I was being very honest. Look, I love a filter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I certainly don't think it brings on eating disorders. I think, you know, apps and filters were around, you know, haven't been around that long. Eating disorders have been around for forever. Yeah. And I don't think that they're, you know, for whatever reasons, Stacey was saying, I just didn't agree.
Fair enough. And you're entitled to that.
And we just had a difference of opinion.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, I like Stacey and hopefully she likes me.
Good. Who knows? We'll have to get
what
her on to
mean?
Find out.
Of course she does.
Maybe we should get her on next week.
Yeah.
Stacey Solomon. Oh, producer's busy on the phone.
She's talking to Brandy. Yeah. Well, but listen, we've had a supersonic, wonderful show.
Fabulous show. Glad to be back after my little week off.
Yeah, you've taken
a few. I've had a shit couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, darling. But you know what? Whatever hurts you makes you stronger. Look at me.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It's true, darling.
So I am.
And do you know what? Your best thing is your freedom, and I'm quite enjoying mine.
That's true. And I think onwards and upwards.
Onwards and upwards, I say, and all is good. But you know what? Look at life through a filter.
A rose-tinted one.
Viva la filter.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, and I actually love you. Don't ever feel not loved.
Thank you, Lizzie. Okay? I love you too. Wait, are you going to be here next week or are you in LA?
I am here next week. I have to tell the producer I won't be the following week, so if she's listening.
Great.
I have told you.
Great.
But I am going to LA. I'm doing a great travel show and I'm going to have loads of stories to tell you on my return.
Cannot wait. Well, until next week, everyone, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night.
I love you.
I fake it, but you better hurry. For you and I to make it, it'd be a good story. If you came back as the underdog, right? If you came back as the underdog, I'll call it. Your drunken words were honest, and maybe you worry. They came out like a faucet and dripping with bullets. That you came back as an underdog, that you came back as an underdog. Cause he and the dog come in my